The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Morning, Gibbon. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Our special guest as well, Josh Hall. Hello, Josh.
How's it going, UK?
Very good, thank you. Good. Where are you from?
Mould in North Wales.
Mould.
Yes.
So you're Mould's musical export.
I am, yeah.
Is there much going on in the music scene there?
Well, there's quite a bit, actually. They're trying to turn it more into like festival town, but it's more like cover bands and stuff. So it's still cool. Like, they've had a lot of festivals on this year. They've got a Blues and Soul Festival, which they started, I think it's like 4 years ago, which is getting quite big now. So that's a pretty cool weekend when that's on. They put a new one on called Live on the Square a few weeks ago, which I played. They have another one called Bailey Hill. So it's quite cool, like, little small village in Mull, and it has like 6 or 7 festivals a year. Like, they're only small, like, but it's quite nice to go down, have a nice time with the family, and I just have a family day out, really, some local music.
Mould Music Festival, does that ring a bell? Does that exist?
No, it's not like a Mould Music Festival, but there's lots of like little ones in the villages.
Right, all around it. How long have you been an artist then?
How long have I been an artist? So I've been playing since I can remember, but it's probably the last 2 years I've actually picked up and gone, right, let's do something with this.
Right, okay.
Because we lost a friend just as I was finishing school in a car accident. That took me out a bit of a wobble, and then this is what kind of brought me out of that. I remembered about my guitar and my music and started writing again. And just came from there, really. I had a duo last year called The Healing. We were gigging around the local area together, which was fun. And then this year I went out travelling in Portugal and thought, right, I'm going to really sit down and clear my head and look at my skills and try and improve lots. So I just lived on the beach for about a month and a half, just tapping away at my guitar, having a great time, just writing. And I've come back and opportunities like this seems just to be popping up, and it's great. And just going to keep walking, keep smiling, keep playing, and just see what happens, really, man.
Brilliant. What a great outlook on life.
Yeah.
And you're saying it came from quite a deep moment.
Yeah, it was
a friend of yours.
Yeah, it was like I'd always played, like all the way through school, yeah, like school events and that. And then when Sarah died, I really just gave it up, really. I was just like, didn't want to play because I didn't want to go to that part of myself. Like, it's a very intimate place for me where I play from. And I was scared to go back there because of the emotions. And
was she a musician as well?
Or? No, she wasn't. Right. She was an artist. She liked to paint. She died when she was 16. So, it was just a bit of a shock. And I actually gone to college to Yale in Wrexham to do music technology. And I actually dropped out because of the accident. And then I played at her funeral, which was like the only gig I played for like 2 years. And her mum every year would put up like a fundraising event, and she'd make me play it every year. And then it's mad each year now because it's been like 3 years. And now when I played it this year, it's like I'm actually like getting to be like an established artist in myself. Like, I'm feeling more confident. So it's really cool, like, with that little event, just seeing how much I've been growing. And then that's been really showing me, like, no, look, it's happening. There's things going on. And yeah, just doing it all for her, really. She loved my music.
It's a driving force.
Yeah, it is, really. Yeah, it is. Because she always loved me playing. I played Last Request at a funeral by Palantini. Don't remember it, but apparently it went really well. And then, yeah, it was just a few years later, I was just like, what am I doing? I'm just sitting here doing nothing when I could be going out and playing my music and making people smile and making myself smile, more importantly, like at that point. And then, yeah, I've grown so much over the last couple of years, and I just love what I'm doing.
And she'd be very proud of it. Yeah. And her mum is very proud of you doing it.
Her mum's so sweet. Like, every time she sees me, she's just like, keep going.
it's
really
amazing,
nice.
That,
it's really nice. Yeah. Her mum's got a lovely grand piano in her house as well, and it's just a mum left in the house. So sometimes we go around there and we'll like, have pizza and sing song night type thing, and all the friends will all go up there and we'll just have a nice night and play some songs together and chill out, really. It's really nice. It's nice that music's like the foundation that we all come back to like celebrate Sarah's life, really.
Yeah, brilliant. Make sure you give us the link for that fundraising page, and we'll send that out when that's appropriate, because that's an incredible backstory to yourself. People sing for different reasons, don't they? But, you know, what a catalyst to get Josh back singing again.
No, definitely, and really powerful what he said about music bringing people together, and that's completely right. You know, there's kind of the mates who I've kind of drifted away from in my life and stuff, but music's kind of always been the thing that's brought us together. And so, yeah, I think that's a really kind of powerful message as well.
Right,
yeah.
You're going to sing for us. We'll have a short break first. Just tell us, have you got an EP out? Where at what stage are you at in your life?
Right, I've just been concentrating on my live performance for this year.
Right,
just began out smashing the gigs, trying to get my songs heard a little bit. I'm in the studio next week doing a little acoustic EP. So that'll be out in a couple of weeks. And yeah, I'm just going around playing,
just enjoying life,
just
right?
Traveling and playing, just enjoying myself, and then whatever happens, happens. You know what I mean?
Great big smile on his face.
That's that's the fundamentals to have a good time.
Radio City Talk Breakfast, the kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Did you hear Josh's music before he?
Yeah,
he
so came the in? It was through Liminance, who were on 2 weeks ago, I think. Certainly recently, when we got out, we were just talking, and he said, "Oh, you need to hear this kid Josh Hall play, he's brilliant." And so Josh got in touch, sent me his stuff, and I was blown away by it. I can't wait for everyone to hear it, so I'm just going to shut up and let everyone. But it's like, what you won't be able to hear is, because you can't see, he's got a really distinctive style of playing guitar as well. So do check out his like YouTube videos and stuff like that, because that's worth seeing.
Top man, right. Yeah. You are going to be involved in an EP launch, which is Joel Gardner's EP launch, on the 6th of July, yeah?
Yeah.
That's at Gulliver's in Manchester, and hopefully there'll be one here in Liverpool as well further down the line. But let's hear you now live. A couple of tracks. Brilliant. What are we going to play first?
First song I'm going to play is called Old Friend, and I wrote this just before I went travelling. Back on the friendship thing, I was just sat back, looking back at how different everyone's paths had gone since school and since everything we've been together. And this is what I wrote. So this is called Old Friend. Look at us now, we all chosen separate paths, walking in our own direction, paving our own way. I'm searching for inspiration, new ways to feel alive today. Forever we will share memories of the early days. 'Cause old friend, why are you still choosing to play these small games, distracting yourself? 'Cause old friend, why are you still choosing to play these small games, distracting yourself? 'Cause follow to find love in my heart, to find peace in my soul. 'Cause old friend, why are you still choosing to play these small games, distracting yourself? Why you still choosing to play these small games?
strengthen yourself. Still choosing to play these small games, distracting yourself. 'Cause old friend, why you still choosing to play these small games, distracting yourself?
Thank you very much.
Josh, absolutely stunning. Gave me goosebumps.
Great,
unbelievable. Vocally.
Yeah.
Incredible. Amazing to watch. I know what you were saying beforehand now.
Yeah.
Because actually, if you watch Josh as well,
yeah.
Wow, there's another 30, 40% just... It captivates you.
Well, if people were wondering if it was me and Steve tapping along, it wasn't. Josh uses the acoustic as a drum as well, yeah. While playing in between beats, which is quite a skill. I'm if I play guitar, I'm just trying to keep hold of the thing. Yeah, but
thanks to Finash Beach in Portugal for that.
That's quite an unusual thing, though, isn't it? I don't think I've seen anyone do that before.
I picked it up from watching Ben Howard. Ben Howard does it quite a bit. Not as much as like what I'm doing. And John Gorm as well. He's a true inspiration of mine. He's just a fantastic guitarist. He does lots of tapping. And he's got it as well. His guitar's so worn down. He's got like a scratch board that he uses as
on
well.
On the side
so,
of it.
Yeah, he like scratches and taps and really just uses the whole instrument.
So to paint the picture a little bit clearer for listeners, you're strumming along, then you'll take your right hand off and you might... Sort
slap
of bang,
it. Slap. Or I'm playing like it's kind of like slap bass. Like if you imagine someone playing.
Yeah, you
like
slap the
bass.
Strings as well, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, slap the strings and you get like the nice harmonic sound and
amazing
yeah,
sound.
Just,
but
because it's so hard, like just having just an acoustic to portray and put as much texture and as much depth as you can, and trying to use all the dynamics, just all the tools that are available, really.
Steve Hothersall's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Right, Josh, what are we going to do now?
I'm going to play a song called Come On That Baby. This is probably one of my favourite ones to play. It's got a bit of a groove to it. So this is up on YouTube as part of Glive Guitar Sessions, which I did at Focus Wales, which was a great little festival. The guys are just from Denby, so North Wales again. So get on that and, yeah, check out the video.
I thought he was going to go straight into the song. Do you know he was doing another thing where he was just playing along to himself talking? Go on.
So this is Come On That Baby.
And I saw beauty when I first saw your hero smiling all those years ago. And I've always wanted to hold her close and tell her I love her, maybe kiss on her neck. So come on now, baby, and play me your favorite song and show me your heart that's open up. I've been coming on, baby, and play me your favorite song. You show me your heart. Let's open up our let's listen to love. Together we'll bring out the childish play, always laughing and joking in our own little way. Together we'll sing out our love to the world, forever striving, making positive change. So come on now, baby, and play me your favorite song. Show me your heart. Let's open our heart. And come on now, baby, and play me your favorite song and show me your heart. Let's open up and come on now, baby, and play me your favorite song and show me your heart. Let's open up, let's listen to love. Let's listen to the love. Oh, oh, oh. Cause when the rain falls down, together we will rise up stronger. Cause when the rain falls down, together we will rise up stronger than before. So come on, oh baby, play me your favorite song and show me your heart. Let's open up our arms and come on now, baby. Play me your favorite song and show me your heart. Let's open up our arms, let's listen to love.
Josh, thank super. You. Really super. Thanks very much for you know, playing that for us today.
Yeah, brilliant. For
come on
me,
now,
man.
Baby. Thank old you. Friend before. Really nice, really nice. So if anyone's listening and thinking how on earth to find a bit more of your music.
Yeah, Facebook and YouTube, man.
Right.
Not the most of the social medias. Spend most of my time in a mountain, if I'm honest. Than sat there on Wi-Fi. More of a countryside guy. But right.
Hopefully very shortly.
Yeah, hopefully
EP
very soon.
Like
yeah,
that.
We've got an EP getting recorded next week, which will be up on like Spotify, Apple Music, all of that stuff. So yeah, just keep your eyes out.
You sound like a very special talent to me. So
we'll play something off the EP when it comes out.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for traveling from Malt. Brilliant stuff.
Radio City Talk Breakfast, the kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.